Father, anoint your people to receive your anointed word. And I thank you for sending your word to the hearers. And I thank you for mass conviction through your spoken word in Jesus' name. St. John chapter 18, verses 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth, heareth my voice. Our thought comes today, why was Jesus born? Why was Jesus born? In dealing with this message, what we want to understand is that there's not one child that's born in this world today is born without a purpose. And each of us that's been placed on this earth, we're here for a purpose. We're here for a divine reason. Just to give you an example, Moses was born to be a deliverer. Abraham was born to be a father of many nations. David was born to be a king. Jeremiah was born to be a prophet unto the nations. John the Baptist was born to be a forerunner for the Messiah. Mary was born to carry man's answer. And now Jesus was born to be our answer. So our topic comes today, why was Jesus born? You're on this earth, my friend, for a reason. And I pray that after this message, you will come to understand why Jesus was born, as well as why God allowed you to be born. So we're going to plunge into this message to find out why was Jesus born. Number one, Jesus was born to call sinners to repent, to turn from sin, before sin be their ruin and destroy them. Found in Luke chapter 5, verse 27 through 32. Number two, Jesus was born to save us from the destruction that we was headed for. In Luke 9, verse 51 through 56. Number three, Jesus was born to seek and to save, set free those who are lost, weary, tired because of sin, and show us how to come out of sin. Luke 19, verse 10. Jesus was born not to condemn us, but to free us from what had us condemned, and that's sin, according to John 3, verse 17. Jesus was born to give us life and to show us how to enjoy life in abundance while we're on the earth, and what life really is and what life really is not about. In John 10, verse 10. Jesus was born to put away sin by becoming our sacrifice that will pay our debt. In Hebrews 9, verse 26. Jesus was born to destroy the works of the enemy that's been destroying mankind. According to 1 John chapter 3, verses 8. Jesus was born to be our way, truth, and life that will bring us to the Father, according to John 14, verse 6. Jesus was born to be our door or our entrance into life, joy, peace, salvation, happiness, health, and blessings, as well as our exit from darkness, the world, destruction, poverty, bondage, the devils, hell. See, Jesus was born to be our door. A door is used to enter into a place as well as used in exiting from a place. And you see, when we're in sin, we're in a place of bondage. We're in a place of darkness. We're in a place of captivity. We're in a case or place where we're in prison. But Jesus was born to be our exit out of bondage. He was born to be our exit out of poverty, out of destruction. He was born to be our way of escape. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Why was Jesus born? He was born to be our door. I want to stress this. A door is used to go into a place, and a door is used to leave or exit a place. And Jesus is our door. He's our entrance into heaven. You cannot get to heaven through no one else but Jesus Christ. Muhammad is not the way. Buddha is not the way. Sung Young Moon is not the way. Jesus Christ is your answer. Jesus Christ is the only one who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his blood to pay your sin debt. Jesus Christ is the only one who was buried for 3 days and 3 nights and rose again and is alive today. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, we must be healed, we must be delivered, we must be set free. So Jesus was born, my friend, to be our door. He was born to be your way of escape. Listen, apart from Jesus Christ, you cannot have peace. Apart from Jesus Christ, you won't have no rest. Apart from Jesus Christ, you will not have eternal life. And listen, there is life after death. But the question is, where will you spend eternity? The Bible speaks of two places. One place called hell, one place called heaven. There is no such place as purgatory. Such place does not exist. You will go to heaven or to hell, but it depends on your choice that you make while you're alive on the earth. If you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you will spend eternity in heaven. If you reject Jesus Christ, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. But remember, Jesus was born, my friend, to bring us back to the Father. He was born into our world to do something for us that we could not do for ourselves. In the beginning of time, the first man God created, Adam. This man, Adam, disobeyed God. And through Adam's disobedience, sin entered into the world. And death was a result of what Adam did. It caused mankind to die, spiritually so. Mankind was separated from God because of what the first man, Adam, did. But Jesus was born into our world to undo what Adam caused us to suffer. It's like this. What Adam caused man to suffer, Jesus now is born into our world to undo that suffering. He paid the sin debt that will remove the pain man has been suffering. For since by man came death, by man came also resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Adam brought us death, but Jesus Christ wants to bring us life. But we must accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior in order to have the life He came into the world to give to us. Why was Jesus born? Jesus was born to be our shepherd, one who would satisfy us, one who would feed us, one that will lead us, one that will give us peace, one that will restore us, one that will show us how to live, one that will protect us, one that will comfort us, one that will provide for us, one that will anoint us, and one that will prosper us. My friend, Jesus was born to die. And the reason why He was born to die was because He loved us. He saw the condition that our lives was in. Regardless of what nation we're in, regardless of what country we are in, regardless of what race, creed, or color we may be, Jesus Christ loves us. And this is why He told Pilate, to this end was I born. This is the reason I came into this world. Because I saw the condition of mankind. And if man is going to be reached, if man is going to have life abundant on the earth and life eternal after he leave the earth, a debt must be paid. There was a price that was high that someone had to pay. And Jesus Christ was born into our world to pay a sin debt He did not even do. This shows us how much Jesus loves us. He was born to die, my friend. And we are the reason why Jesus was born. We are the purpose of Jesus coming into this world. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, listen to this. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life. So, my friend, Jesus was born to die for you. Jesus was born to redeem you. Jesus was born to bring you back to the Father. Jesus was born into this world to pay your sin debt, so sin won't be your ruin. Now, the question comes to you. What will you do with Jesus? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you given Him your heart as of yet? If you have not, and if you want to, I want to lead you in a prayer that can show you how Jesus Christ can be your Lord. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. You died on the cross. You shed Your blood. You were buried, and You rose again. I believe, Lord Jesus, You're alive today. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in Your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. I surrender all to You, Lord Jesus. And I thank You now for saving me. I thank You now for being born for me, and help me to live for You one day at a time, in Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, you are now what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ. I want you to take time now to write us, and I'd like to send you a booklet entitled Welcome to God's family. Write us at New Beginning Outreach, P.O. Box 58106, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70158, and request a copy of the booklet, Welcome to God's Family. And if you like a listing of the tapes, write us and request it. Remember, my friend, Jesus was born to die, and you're the one He was born to die for. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You once again for sending Your Word. And I thank You for the conviction of Your spoken Word. I thank You for the lives You have touched, the lives You have transformed. And I give You praise for it now, in Jesus' name.